Many years ago, an Australian horror podcast vanished into the deepest, darkest corner of the world. It remained hidden away until a diamond in the rough was worthy enough to search and recover it. That diamond in the rough's name was Danny Boy. Now prepare yourself as he brings you Volume 2 of the Creepy Crap Podcast.
Yo, what up, homies? It's Danny Boy, and you're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast, y'all. Nah, I'm just playing everyone. But it is Danny Boy. This is the Creepy Crap Podcast, and this is episode 9. I'm on holidays at the moment. I have recorded these earlier, but I'm having a blast, I would assume. It's crazy. Holiday. Celebrate. If I took a holiday. Celebrate. Took some time. Anyway, yeah. I'm on holiday. I'm at Queensland. I'm loving it. Did it. Bit ba ba. I'm probably well drunk, you know, sipping on martinis and shit, man. You know, living it up. Don't sing Living It Up from Ja Rule. Let's leave that one. Let's keep going, everyone. This is episode 9. As I mentioned, I've got a little movie called The Afflicted, aka Another American Crime. It's 4.5 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database. It's rated R. It's from 2011, goes for an hour and 25 minutes, and it stars two people for a change you may actually recognize, potentially. We got Leslie Easterbrook. She plays the crazy mum, and she is in The Devil's Rejects. And we've got Kane Hodder from Friday the 13th. Yes, two stars. As far as I know, I don't recognize the rest of them. So yeah, two familiar faces for a change, which has been pretty rare since the last couple ones haven't had anyone, or most of the ones I've done almost have no one who's been remotely famous as far as I know. At least we've got some familiar faces this time, but I think they go pretty crazy. I think I've potentially watched this once ages ago. It's on Prime. It's just one of those ones you watch once, throw it away. But it's grabbed my attention again while I was flicking through this time. So I'm choosing it. I'm going to watch it. The Afflicted is what we're going to go with. And here's what it is. Leslie Easterbrook plays the lead role of Mother Maggie, a disturbed mother of four who delivers an unimaginable level of abuse to her children while defending her actions with her own twisted interpretations of the Bible. Three daughters live in constant fear of being beaten and abused by their mentally disturbed mother. Escaping the wrath of their mother seems impossible and proves to be deadly. Based on a true story, The Afflicted takes you inside the lives of those who live in constant fear with no escape. Fucking hell. It's kind of a horror, but it's like a true life horror. So that's fucked, because this shit actually happened. I guess. I didn't look it up. It's not a true crime podcast. That's not my job. It says true story. So much like every other movie that says that, I'm just going to believe it. So holy shit. This sounds fucked up. I don't remember anything about this. I just feel like I've seen it, but that's the limit of what I know of this movie. It sounds fucked up, like crazy, man. Beating on kids, not cool, dog. That's what we've got for today. So I reckon I've talked about it enough now. What do you reckon, everyone? Let's jump into episode 9, The Afflicted. Okay, folks, so we're almost at the 18 minute mark, and wow, can this lady play crazy. She is a nutter. So convincing, but woo-wee. What we've seen so far, basically started off with kind of like a happy family. There's four girls. It's 16th birthday. Kane Hodder's the father. Leslie Easterbrook is the mum. There's this guy called like the roaming pastor or the cowboy pastor or something like that. He's like a religious guy. He comes over, gives the girl some earrings. It's all happy and all that sort of shit. And then they kind of go to bed and you see Kane Hodder sneaking out. He's leaving the wife. He's like, you're going crazy, man, because she catches him. And then he's about to walk down the stairs. She kicks him down the stairs, grabs a bat and just caves his head in. He's dead. So Kane Hodder is already out of the movie within about the first 5 minutes. And then kind of getting a narration from one of the daughters, and it's just saying that the mum's gone crazy. She ends up sort of dragging him along the back of the car, puts him in a freezer, I assume on her property, but like somewhere down the back. Might be a big property. It was in dark, it was hard to see. But basically, the dad's dead. He's in a freezer. She told the kids that he left for another wife. And she's basically really religious now. And she's taken it out. So she was a happy family. The dad left. She snapped because she was already kind of going a little crazy. But this was a tipping point. And now she's beating on the kids. She's turned an alcoholic. And she's just going crazy. And focusing all her focus onto whatever this cowboy priest guy says. And she's just going nuts with it. And she beats the kids like because she brings back alcohol. But the kid's only 16. She's like, they said, if you're going to come back, you have to come in person to get it because I'm underage and they can't sell it to me anymore. She's like, oh, did they now? And she just starts whipping her and then tries to smother with a pillow. It's just fucking intense. And the other girls we haven't really seen so far, but they're all kind of hiding. So it's hard to tell how bad it is now, but it sounds like from the narration that she's gone fucking mental and she's just yelling out all this shit. Kind of religious-y, but like only based off whatever he says. But he's also a scam by the look of it because he comes out and he's like, thank you everyone for the car and money, the donations and all this sort of shit. It's got like a country accent and all that. And he's basically acting like he's in some big TV studio, but it looks like he's just in an abandoned place. They've just put a curtain up with a cross, a very small, low-key sort of like filming sort of shit. And he's pretending it's big, so he must be scamming the money and just keeping it for himself, because he walks back in with a guy who's playing a devil. I gotta get myself a better fucking job. So it doesn't even sound like he's religious. I think it's just an act to try and get some money from people who believe that shit. And that's what we've seen so far. The mum has gone full-blown crazy, even crazier than she was in Devil's Rejects. And she went pretty nuts in that fucking prison scene. She's pretty nuts. And this is only the fucking start of the movie. I am not looking forward to how bad she's gonna get with these kids. Let's keep going, everyone. Okay, everyone, we're at the 39-minute mark now, and this movie is full on. It is crazy. It's intense. It's fucked up. There's a movie called The Girl Next Door. That's worse than this, but this is pretty up there. It's very much on a similar path. Kind of very similar stories as well. It's very fucked. There's three daughters and one son, I just realized. I didn't realize who the guy was earlier. There's three daughters, and the son just is immune. He's not getting any of this attention so far. She seems to leave him alone, but the three girls are copying it. And what she's done now, she won't leave the house. She's like full-blown alcoholic, but she did leave once because she got called to the school. So she brings the cowboy prophet, who's kind of like a father figure now in the family. Like, he's kind of filling the place for the dad. He's always around. I'm not 100% sure why, but I think it's only because she's so loyal to him that he just loves the attention anyway. They go to school. The second oldest girl is just telling the fucking principal or whoever it is that she's getting beaten. She's like, she beats me. She's crazy. And then they show up. The cowboy guy has a talk to him. He goes, don't worry, I know him. He goes, this lady's a part of my flock. She is a good Christian woman. She would never do any of this. That girl is lying. And then they're like, oh, okay, well, no worries. And then I don't think the kids even go to school anymore. They seem like they just homeschooled and stay there. I'm not 100% sure on that. It doesn't look like they leave, but she's just beating them. And she makes a paddle at one point, and she just starts hitting them in the back and the ass, and it's crazy. And then at one point, the girl who's 16, the oldest girl, the mum comes in, she goes, I can't pay the bills anymore. There's no money. The bills are paying up. And God talked to me. He talked to me. He goes, you are fat and ugly, but you have a daughter, and she is beautiful. She's beautiful and ripe. And it's just so cringy because you know 100% where she's going with it. And she's basically like, you got 20 minutes and someone is coming here and he's going to touch you. He's going to lick you. And it's like, oh, so fucking disgusting. It's the worst speech ever. It's basically this crazy mum's like, I'm going to sell you out to men to make money now, okay? That's what God wants. So you better fucking enjoy it because you got 10 minutes left now and that's what's happening. And then you see some big fat guy comes in and he's, I pay good money for this shit. I'm going to get my money's worth. And he's wondering why she's not happy or excited or anything like that. And she's just laying there and he fucking does what he wants. Oh, it's cringy. It's so bad. You're just like, oh my fucking God, this is the worst mum in the world. It's so bad. And that's essentially what it is. And then she's cooking up a dinner and it's just slops. It looks fucking disgusting. And she starts shoveling it into the fucking second oldest mouth. And she's like, fuck you, just beat me. And she goes, you want me to beat me? And she pulls out a gun and she shoots it. And I'm not 100% sure exactly where it got because I stopped it just then. But she does shoot her, I think. Maybe in the arm or something. She's not dead or anything. The other one's like, why don't you shoot us all then, you fucking psycho? And she's like, I look after you. And she's so delusional now. She's just on this whole reign of power under her own fucking delusions. It's crazy. And the son comes back to see it because the cowboy guy is looking after him all the time. And he's like, I want you to look at me like a father figure. I want you to call me dad. We'll go out fishing. And the son gets all the good treatment. And these girls are just living in a world of hell. It's so bad. But that's what we've seen so far. It's 40 minutes in. It's pretty fucking intense. And there's still more than half of the movie to go. So it's getting pretty fucked up. This is horror, not in a scary way, but it's scary because it's fucking true or happened and it could easily happen in a house. It's very fucked up. Whew. Let's keep going, hey? So we're just over the 52-minute mark now, and it's just getting worse and worse. Oh my God. Basically, what the mum has done now is, after that gunshot, she had shot her through the shoulder, and she's got this wound, and because she's like, what the fuck, and she's all fucked up, she throws her into the shower, but then because she's yelling at her and all this sort of stuff, she handcuffs her to the shower rail and just leaves her in the bath for days and days, just keeps turning the water on her to wake her up. She's screaming out for help. No one can help her or do anything about it. It's crazy. She's just fucking like wasting away. And then one of the little girls goes to give a note to the cowboy because apparently he doesn't know what's going on. He just thinks he's like good friends with the mom and he loves the attention and all that shit. She goes to give a note that like they get beaten. She tries to slip it to him. Before he gets to, the mom sees it, grabs it, sees what it says, and then she's like, oh motherfucker. And then she starts like trying to seduce the cowboy pastor guy and she's kind of like on his lap. It's so disgusting. She's really good at just playing sort of over the top, freaky and weird. And she starts sort of kissing him, but she's licking his face like crazy. It's exactly like the Devil's Reject. She's like, oh, you like that? Oh boy. And she's like doing the fucking fingers between the mouth and putting the tongue out. It's just disgusting. She's kissing him. And then he's like, oh, you want to ride the cowboy? Okay. And then like instantly his concern just goes to sex. They disappear. And it just shows that the rest of them are just scared as shit. But they try to like clean it up at one point. And the mum drags her out of the shower, throws her on the ground, makes her swallow just a bunch of fucking tablets down by fucking vodka. And then she just gets a scalpel, which is just lit up with a lighter. And that's enough to be, oh, that's sterilized. Cuts out the bullet, basically just leaves her on the ground. And she just dies. Dies within the next day or however long she was there for. No one does anything because they're so scared of getting the attention put on them. Because the one who died was the second oldest. And she was the one who's copying all the shit and talking back to her and all this sort of shit. The son basically wraps her up in a blanket and she's dead. And they're like, the son just does whatever she wants. So he's in on it. He knows all this shit. But just to avoid the tension from the mum, he stays on the good side if he just does what she wants. And the other two girls are now worried because they don't know who's going to get the attention. Because the oldest one's in hell anyway. You don't see much about the prostitution shit anymore. It's just implied that she doesn't really leave the room. And the little one's getting a little bit of attention from the cowboy. So that's a bit creepy. But the mum kind of took the attention back off her anyway. But yeah, so one of the daughters is dead now. And the other three children are still around. The son's about 17 or 18. He's pretty old. He's just doing whatever. You don't really see him too much. But yeah, the cowboy could potentially help out here, but now they're just too scared to get caught again. And that's where they are. There's a gun in the house the mum has. That's potentially the only thing, because we saw it at the beginning. One of them was holding a gun, but then it cuts back to the past. That's all we've seen so far. But the mum is just full bone clate. The mum is just mental. She is psycho. She is doing whatever the fuck she wants. It's pretty intense, pretty creepy and scary. And that's what we're in for so far. There's roughly 30 minutes left now, so let's just see how this nightmare ends. This movie is, whew, what a fucking choice, eh? Good work, Danny boy.
1 hour and 9 minutes later.
What we've seen so far is basically that the second daughter has been killed, so the oldest one has now tried to sneak the keys off the mum, is passed out. She picks him up, unlocks the front door, goes to run off. She goes to the shed that's in the fucking, where the dad's in the freezer, or was, I don't know, we've never seen him ever since. She goes into there for some reason instead of just running free, because the mum's out of the chair when she's like just escaped. The mum knows she's escaped and she runs to that shed. I'm like, oh, why wouldn't you just run away? Just run. There's no reason to stay. You've got nothing you can come back to anyway. You might as well take your risk outside. It's only got to be better than this. That the alternative is only better than what's at your house. It's not safe for you there. Keep running. But she runs in this fucking shed, looks around for fucking whatever, I don't know, like tools or something, some sort of a weapon, or I don't know what she's doing. Maybe she's getting something to maybe protect herself. I don't really understand why she does it. She runs outside. The mum gives her a fucking clothesline, knocks her to the ground, grabs her, brings her back in, and then gets the youngest daughter and the son to come in. The mum whacks her in the face with a paddle and she's like, hey, we're gonna have a little bonding time now, everyone. And she gets the little daughter to go and grab the paddle. Hit your sister. Hit her for what she's done. We got to show this repercussions for all your actions. And she's like, oh, okay. She's resisting for a while, but then she goes down and hits her. And then there's kind of the narration again. And she's like, the more I hit her, the more I could see my mum was proud of me. And it's the first time she's been happy and proud of me for ages. So she keeps fucking hitting her sister in the face. And then the brother has a turn and just goes nuts. And she's like, he just kept going and going. So the lot of them basically put her in a fucking coma. She's destroyed. And I thought she was dead. They put her in a closet down in the basement and she's just all bloody. And then you see she's still moving. I'm like, oh, fuck, she's not even dead. We could hear her gurgling and moaning for like a week. Oh my god. And then she eventually dies. And then the son wraps her up, puts her in a fucking blanket or whatever else, puts her in a box, and then just takes her to like some abandoned area and just lights the box. I thought he was gonna throw her off a cliff into the river or something, but he just burns the box. And you're like, what the fuck? The kid is so messed up. You don't see much of the son, but he's just so loyal to the mum. But you can tell it's taken a toll on him. Lost it already. He's not anywhere in his mind anywhere. He's just doing whatever she says. He knows it's fucked up. I don't know. I guess the alternative is worse, so he does whatever she says. And then the little one's left, and she's kind of thinking, oh, good, things are good. And the mum's like, you know how you wrote that letter, and I found it? Well, and I didn't punish you? Well, you owe me now. So, you know how I was getting people to come in and out with her? Well, I gotta kind of keep that money coming in, so now it's you. But the daughter now who's left is like, I don't know, 12, 13 or something, like real young. Like the other one was 16. That was still fucked up. But now this is even worse. Like it's just full on pedophile shit now. She's basically like, yeah, they're going to come in now. So is that cool? Just hides under a pillow. And she goes, I'm going to take that as a yes. Oh my God, you're the worst fucking person in the world. And then it kind of cuts off. And then we see the big fat guy who was with the other daughter come in. And that's where we've seen so far. And then also like a little side thing was that the cowboy prophet went to the strip club. He was hell fucking drunk. I think he's an alcoholic as well. And he's there putting dollar bills in there and he's loving it. He's smoking, drinking, having a great time. And then you see him kicked out. I don't know. He must have got too handsy or something with the girls. And he's like, oh, I hope this whole house burns down on the ground. I don't know why they really showed that, but maybe it's just showing that he's a loose cannon as well and he's losing it. And maybe it'll have something to do with the next 15 minutes. I don't know why they really showed that. It was just a little bit extra, but he's getting a bit wild now. I think he's losing it a little bit. I think he's an alcoholic as well. And then we also see the mum's got like an oxygen mask, and that's what we've seen so far. There's about 15 minutes left. God knows what's going to happen. Let's keep going, hey? We're almost there. Okay, so that joyful movie's over. And what happened in the last 10 to 15 minutes is that, very sadly, the youngest girl gets the fucking visitor that the other sister got, the big fat guy. He comes in, starts slapping around. I'm gonna give you what you want. You better fucking like it. And you're like, oh my God. And you think she's gonna do something because I think there's a knife and a gun in the room. But she doesn't. Sadly, he takes advantage of her. It's fucked up. And then it cuts back. Cowboy Prophet driving back drunk. And then the son's driving away from the accident. It's sort of, I don't know, this timeline happens very quick, but a lady almost gets swerved off the road but finds the burning box. All the police and detectives are there. They're like, what the fuck is this? This is fucked up. And the son's still driving away. He hasn't been caught or anything, but the cowboy shows up and he's like, can I have a look? And they're like, Jesus, man, you smell like a bar. Completely ignore the fact that he's drink driving. He looks, but he sees the earrings on the neck, and then he's like, it all kicks in, the letter and all this other shit. So the cowboy legitimately wasn't in on all the fucking torture shit. He just wanted the mum to maybe be his fan and like sleep with her or something like that. I don't know. He didn't know about this. So he's fucked up. He's like, oh my God. So he starts heading back to the house. Meanwhile, the youngest daughter, who's all fucked up, is about to cut herself, but she goes out. She's got the gun. I don't know how she got the gun. They kept showing to it earlier, but yeah, she's got it. The mum comes out. She goes, oh my God, you're bleeding. What have you done to yourself? And then she sees the gun. She's like, oh no, 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 don't do that. Don't be stupid now, girl. And then she shoots her right in the chest. The mum's dead finally. The son finally shows up and he's got a weapon. Like, it looks like he's about to go in there and fucking, he's had enough. He's about to kill the mum himself, but realizes she's dead and he's like holding her. And then the youngest girl comes up again and stabs him in the chest and he's fucking dead. And then the cowboy shows up. Oh shit, no girl. Oh no, you can't do it. Don't do it. You got so much to live for. This is fucked up. I didn't know. And then the cowboy's like, I was raised by freaks. I am a freak. I can die a freak. Let's spin it so I'm the cowboy prophet who did this, man. And I think he's just enjoying the tension he'll get. He's like, I'll be famous for this. You're too young. You got your whole life ahead of you. You gotta try and spin your life around after this. And then it shows the outside of the house, and then you hear a gunshot, and then it shows back inside again. And then sadly, the little girl has shot herself, and you're like, oh shit, okay. And the cowboy guy's just sitting there and he's all fucked up. He's like, oh. And then it ends. And then it shows the credits, and that's it. The movie ended. Cowboy Prophet lived. The entire family has died. So that was Afflicted. That movie was pretty fucked up. It's a low rating, but it's probably because everyone just hated what happened. It was pretty slow, but everything that happened was pretty intense. It wasn't like I'd say it was a shit movie. Like, for a true story, it's just, it's captivating. It was the whole time you're watching, you're just like, fuck, this is mental. This is so bad. I wouldn't look at it going, oh, this is boring. This is shit. It's just fucked. It's crazy. The rating could be a little bit higher if you're rating it for how fucked up it is. I don't know if it's like people are like, it's not even accurate to what really happened in true story, but I don't know. I don't know anything about the true story. I didn't bother looking it up. I don't want to read or Google anything about that. Sounds fucked up. The Girl Next Door was a very similar movie, which I've mentioned once or twice already. That was maybe from the 50s, 60s or some shit like that. Very similar. The girls get all the fucking trauma, abuse and all that shit where the guys are left alone. There's only one guy in this one, but very fucked up. It's just that lady's crazy. Gee, she plays it well. She's just an alcoholic. Believing everything she's doing is because of God, but she's just delusional and just doing whatever the fuck she wants because she's upset. She's like, oh, my husband left me. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I'm going to take it out on my kids for no real reason at all. She fucking killed two of them. That is mental. She didn't even seem to care at all. They went against me, so she didn't seem to care at all that they were dead. It wasn't even like she was sitting there regretting it. It was hard to watch. It was full on, fucked up, mental. That was the Afflicted. I don't know what else to say about it. The Cowboy Prophet, he's kind of a fun character in a way, like in a real fucked up weirdo. He's not really religious, I don't think, or he is. His life's all fucked up, so he just wants to earn money. So he's like, I'll pretend to be a pastor on TV, whatever the fuck they're called, minister. ministers, but the cowboy profits his angle. And yeah, I don't know, I don't think he makes too much money, just seems like he's an alcoholic, he wasted at the strip club, and he was just a funny character. The shit he says, I feel like if they focused on him a lot more, he would have pulled out some gems. Kind of reminding me a little bit of like what a character Nicolas Cage would play. He'd do some sort of character, he's got this sort of like, I'll do whatever I want, you know, he's got a bit of a lisp sort of thing, as if he's got fucking like grills on his teeth. I don't know, he's a bit of fun. That's about it. I don't know. The movie's fucked up. Crazy. If that was a true story, that's mental. That mum was good thing she did die, because she would have died probably in jail or something. So fucked up. Poor kids. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's a fucked up movie. That was The Afflicted. So thanks for listening to that for episode 9. And if you want to watch or see me on social media, you can get me on TikTok and Instagram at all one word, The Creepy Crap Podcast. You can follow me, like my stuff, send a message, you know, say hello. Why don't you suggest a movie for me to maybe watch or something like that? So that's the social medias. That's Instagram and TikTok. All one word, Creepy Crap Podcast. Thank you everyone for listening to episode 9. I'm enjoying my holiday. Thanks for listening anyway. I'll probably be more active if anything. I'm getting a bit slow on it sometimes. It's hard to keep up on the social media and keep up with everyone else's posts. I'm slacking, man. I'm slacking, bruh. But I'm gonna try to make an effort. That is my commitment. I'll be there for you. These 5 words I swear to you. And when I breathe, I wanna be the air for you. I'll be there for you. There's another horrible song for you. So thank you for listening to episode 9. The movie was Afflicted from 2011. Ugh. What a fucked up movie. But that was episode 9. My name's Danny Boy. This is the Creepy Crap Podcast. Catch you on the next episode. Thanks again for listening so much. You're all fucking legends. See you next time.